Now for the legal mumble jumbo. This podcast is based entirely on Frank's own personal opinions and is in no way, shape, or form the opinions or representation of any fire, police, EMS organizations which he is currently or previously associated or affiliated with. The views expressed in this podcast are entirely his own and do not reflect the views of any aforementioned organization. Please note, the names may have been changed to protect the innocent, the stupid, and the brain dead. Salutations, everyone. Thank you for joining my podcast for yet another edition of Frank the Lunatic Rants.
Live, from the beautifully spacious and wonderfully bodacious, Fuck If I Know studios located in wonderful downtown Hamlin, Pennsylvania, it is yet another informative, educational, argumentative, debatable, and downright boring edition of Frank the Lunatic Rants.
Hey there, hi there, ho there everyone, as always I am your congenial host, Frank the Lunatic. Thank you for joining me yet again for another episode of me ranting, raving, bitching, and moaning about topics you probably don't give a shit about whatsoever. So make sure you sit back and ask yourself this very, 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 very important question in life. With all the thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts out there, why the hell am I listening to this lunatic anyway? I'll tell you why, because you're always fascinated to see what diarrhea of the mouth is occurring every time I'm in front of the microphone. And thank you, Cupcake Twins. They're upstairs. They're in the control room across from me, just like dying right now from it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. topic of the day. Oh, unbelievable. Isn't it funny how the years go by fast? I don't know. I just notice as you get older. For you out there, for use of the blah, 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 blah. For those of you out there who haven't reached 50 yet. Once you reach 50, you'll see for yourself. Things just fly by fast. It's just pushing you towards the grave a little faster. Here we are just scurrying along here in 2023. You know, things have been crazy since COVID. I think the virus has done a lot more than what people honestly thought the virus was going to do. I think the virus has gone and just rotted people's brains out, to be honest with you, because the United States, the world, especially the United States, has just gone just ridiculous, just maddening, just sick on how things are and how they do things. It's sickening. It really is how things have become out there. Things that weren't even topics a couple years back, stuff I wouldn't have even considered even ranting about because they weren't topics in the news or society. But unfortunately, society farted on us, and now we're suffering with the aftermath of just all the stupid, idiotic bullshit out there, as opposed to years ago. Speaking of years ago, you know, if you were to go and if you're a fan of old sci-fi movies, if you watched old sci-fi, and some of the old ones from the 50s and 60s were ridiculous, completely absurd type of things, and some of them from the 70s also as well. Tongue-tied here as well. Were a little ridiculous. Some of the topics, though, were interesting. Even some of the things that were in shows, when they used to have World's Fairs and that, things we were supposed to have by then, by now, in our society. We were basically supposed to have, according to everything back then, you know, by now, by the time we get to, you know, the year 2000 type of thing, we were supposed to have our shit together. We were supposed to have flying cars, colonies on the moon and Mars. We were supposed to be traveling to other planets and such. And our education system was in the United States was going to be producing Einsteins, which for some reason we've always felt that we were like the most advanced when it came to education. Boy, were we wrong. And the world was going to be filled with peace, harmony, you know, kumbaya throughout the world. What the hell happened out there? When did we derail off track of progress? You know, some of the things they depicted back then, yes, you know, there was no way in hell stuff was going to happen and we were going to be holding hands and saying kumbaya, but some of it we thought was going to come true, you know? Who knows? I mean, who knows when we, you know, just went off track, basically. Somewhere along the line we did. Nobody really knows for sure. But seriously, you know, looking back over since COVID happened and we are back in, you know, got back into society, back to doing what was supposed to be normal things, just abnormal things started happening in society. It just brain rot. That's why I say the disease just basically went and rotted people's brains. That's the only thing that I can think of, the only explanation for it. And I don't know exactly when it happened. Like, no date comes to mind on when this crap actually hit in society. But it did, and, you know, here we are trying to deal with this. All this crap. But for some reason, we've just, since COVID, have turned into a society here in America where rational thinking is no longer normal. At all. No rational thinking at all. You know, we no longer raise our children. We're no longer raised in a society where truth and facts and logic were the guiding force, you know, for the rules that we played by as compared to the America that we're living in now. Like, things have just gone really astray. I mean, again, maybe you can blame it on the virus. As I said, maybe rotting our brains. I mean, we've become a country where, you know, one feels about them, what you feel about yourself is more important than what the truth is. Think about that. That's actually what has happened. Thinking what's going out there in society with this younger generation now and in the sports world, whether you're a teen or you're a child or you're even in your 20s, you know, this whole thing that I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl, therefore I am a girl. Or you must address me by my pronouns I choose, not by my biological gender or my birth name. And to do other than that is discriminatory against me, which means you are an individual filled with hate. That's the logic that's going around, because if you don't conform to what this generation wants you to be and call them and consider them, you're just filled with hate. No. It doesn't mean that we're filled with hate. It means that I'm filled with an education. I'm filled with a brain. I'm filled with acknowledgement of what is really out there. You know, what you are, what you're born as. It's not hate. A lot of people will probably listen to this and say, Frank, you know, you're really hateful for saying this. I'm not. I'm not at all. Some of the stuff that I'm going to say right now, you know, years ago, we would have described as part of mental illness. If you had a child, if there was a child basically that told their school, whatever, you know, I feel like a girl. I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl. Well, there's got to be something causing that mental illness. There's something out there. You know, years ago, when a guy went and said, I'm a girl, put on a dress, walked around, painted the nail, you know, walked around like a woman, high-heeled shoes. We called them a cross-dresser. That's what we called them. You were a cross-dresser. You know, or maybe even, well, drag queen, but that was more if you did, you know, you took it to the other level and actually did entertainment shows. That, you know, that's what we considered it years ago. You know, let me make this clear. I definitely say somebody who, if you're in your mid-30s, or 40s or older, you had enough of a glimpse of what American society was And the positive direction, or at least what we thought the positive direction we were heading to, before the lunatics took over. And I don't mean me, Frank the Lunatic. I mean just the lunatics. The people, mental illness, I don't know, just the wackos out there. And this is what I have to question. You know, if any of you out there are actually listening to this and you believe that everything that has been happening in our society, especially since COVID, and the way of life is right and normal and doesn't see the insanity and the mayhem and the downright irrational thinking that's taken over and destroyed logic, then yes, you are part of the problem as well. I mean, I'm sorry if what I'm about to say offends anyone, but I feel that it has to be said. I mean, the fact that certain politicians, certain social leaders, people in the entertainment industry, performers, you know, singers, and individuals who perceive themselves to be highly educated cannot give a definition of what a woman is, well, then you should be, there should be an immediate cause for their removal from any position of authority, of teaching, of governing, of being out there in the media, of being, you know, an entertainer that our kids follow and listen to and just like glorify and adore and worship. So do any of you understand that? So many educated individuals cannot give a definition of what a woman is. Not because of biological facts, not because they really don't know, but because they are pressured by the society that we live in that is telling them that scientific facts are not as important as what people just feel, either at that moment, at that time, at that day, or that year. It doesn't matter. You look at some of these congressional reports, some of these hearings, some of these things out there, when you start Googling it, you know, some of these forums and that, and questions are put out there, and you have people who can't answer, or the people out there that say, you know, well, I'm a woman, and I should have, you know, be able to use, you know, being on my period as, you know, excuse for leaving work. I have cramps. But sir, but you're a man. You're biologically man. I am not. I am a woman. It's preposterous how we've become, how we've allowed our society to become. To go against the hive-like mentality of this screwed-up society could cost you your job, your position in life, your financial status, and your reputation. It's not because they don't know what a woman is, but they are fearful of a society that no longer is governed by logic, but is ruled by emotions and sophomoric thinking. That's where we are at in this part of life, in our society. You know, I have a question. We allow men to identify as women and participate in women's sports. Then they dominate that sport, win awards for it. And then this same sophomoric society hones up those men pretending to be women and glorifies them for being so courageous. You're so courageous by being a man, but don't want to acknowledge that you're a man. And pretending to be a woman instead and hiding by that. Yes, you are so, so courageous. And of course, if you speak out against this, like I am now, you're cruel and harsh and mean. So let's look at the ability to identify as something other than what we truly are. Let's say one of these men who's identifying as a woman gets into a fight with a real woman and beats the ever-loving shit out of her, that she winds up in the hospital. Are you okay with that? Would you be okay if that happened? Think about that. Would you be okay? We've already had cases where, you know, boys identifying as girls, going into a girl's bathroom and raping girls. That's out there. Google it. It's out there. Sometimes these people, it makes you wonder if they're pretending to do this just to do this stuff, to commit these crimes. This kid's punishment was to move him to another school where this boy, pretending to be a girl, did the same thing again. Google it. Google the story. I'm not going to give names right now on it. All because the Cupcake Twins lost the thing they were pulling up on the screen. They don't know where it went now. But Google it. It did actually happen. It's mental illness. It is mental illness. We do this big thing about, you know, we need to identify. We need to, respect people with mental illnesses. We need to identify it. We need to help them and get them help to solve and get them through their mental illness. But this whole thing that's going on with the whole identity mental illness thing, we do nothing about. We're being told that children can identify as animals. And certain schools have to, by law, make accommodation for them identifying as animals. But then if you actually treat them as an animal, and you turn around and you tell your kid, you know, you can't eat at the table, you make them use a litter box, then you're the bad guy, you're the bad parent. We're told to give rational understanding to children, yet little, uneducated, irresponsible, not fully mentally developed children, to allow them to change their sex, allow them to be subjected to hormone treatments and medical procedures, which in some states, parents don't have the right to either be notified about or intervene, because they give more rights to the minor than they do the parent. It's all done as if somehow the child knows more than their parents. Have you read the stories? Again, I can't remember the person's name offhand. It's out there. You're going to have to Google it for yourself. A famous person involved with sports that did the whole gender change thing and everything. Hormones, surgery, all this stuff. And is now outspoken against it. Regrets it. He did it when he was younger and realized that just the bad things about it, you know, the repercussions of it, how his life has turned out now because of it, that there's no way of going back, that he has now ruined himself medically, can never ever have kids. But yet certain states are telling us that these children have these rights. There's no constitutional right for that. There is nothing in the Constitution. They're all doing this whole thing about it's the pursuit of happiness. It's the pursuit of happiness. If you're going to use that logic, then you shouldn't be jailing mass murderers, psychopaths, because, you know, they're doing that out of the pursuit of happiness. Jeffrey Dahmer, why did you cut those people up and, you know, eat them or freeze them body parts? Doing it out of happiness. It made me happy. Then you shouldn't be chastising people like that. Then if you're going to use that logic, then it should apply to everyone out there. Every psychopath, every wacko out there. All they have to say is, I was doing it to be happy. You know, we're told that with a mere 6 or 7 years on the planet, these children have the ability to understand all the dangers and all the emotional complications of having their sex changed and all the problems it presents in the future and how that there is no going back. We're being told that kids 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 understand this. Understand an 8-year-old fully comprehends and understands that it might affect his life when he's 60. Yep. They have a full understanding of that. Maybe we should just give them the keys to the White House. Actually, maybe we should, because it's better than President Jumpin' Joe Magoo, but that's a totally different rant altogether. We're putting all this, we're giving more and more rights to these children to mutilate themselves and being told parents are wrong. They're being very bad parents if they don't allow their kids to do this. If you're the parent who prohibits it, you're the monster. And once again, this is not being allowed to have free thought, but having to obey and follow the hive-like mentality. What I mean by hive-like mentality, as any science fiction buff knows, that when you have the masses, a large group of people in control dictating what you're allowed to believe, what you're allowed to think, and how you're supposed to behave, you know, to go against this collective reasoning and the hive's beliefs is detrimental to the hive and their way of life, therefore making you a risk to their society It must be dealt with and destroyed. Scary, isn't it? This is what I say all the time when I do my rants about Speedos, how I enjoy stuff like that, how guys should have the right, how our society, that the mindless sheep, I call them, how our society has basically said, again, I'm going off on a tangent here, but how society has said that men, should be covering their legs, wearing long-ass board shorts. You shouldn't give any speck of physique that would make people know that you're a male, that you have a penis. Can't do that. It's wrong. This is what society's telling us. This is all the mindless sheep are following. And then someone like me, who wear a square-cut bathing suit, a Speedo, any guy like that, you get labeled, first of all, as being gay, that there's something wrong with you, that you're sexually offending people. But yet that girl, that teenage girl, with her tits falling out of her damn bathing suit because it's two Dixie cups and a seashell held together by fishing line, apparently that's not offensive. It's not sexually offensive at all. It's the same thing. Mindless sheep. All mindless sheep. It's the whole herd. But let's take this new irrational belief system that our country has stepped up with a couple steps forward. If we believe that children have the right to determine at a young age of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, what sex they want to be, should they then be allowed to determine if they want to have relationships with older individuals? Now you might be saying, oh my God, nobody would want to do that. That is so wrong. It's against the law. 10 or 15 years ago, nobody would have thought that anybody would allow a young child to change their sex because they identify as something other than what they are. Remember, it's never where we are right now. It's the path that we're on that will determine where we will be in the next 5, 6, 7 years, in the next decade. And for that matter, if we're living in a society that's telling us that facts and scientific evidence do not matter whatsoever when compared to how somebody identifies, are we saying that somebody who is 85 years old and is supposed to be retired can say that they now identify as somebody who is 50 years old and therefore you cannot force them to retire? Honestly, it's the same thing. What's good for one is good for another. If you're saying that, these kids have the right to do what they're doing, then I have the right to say that I identify as a 20-year-old. Identify as a 20-year-old. Get me off the cholesterol medicine, the heart medicine. I identify as a 20-year-old, goddammit. I identify as a high school student and should be allowed to go back to high school and consort and be around all the teeny boppers because I identify as a high school student. Believe it or not, I believe somebody actually tried that. But it's illegal. It's considered illegal. In the same token, would then they say anything if a kid who's 12 identifies as somebody who's 25? Would the same society have a problem with that? Probably not. They probably wouldn't. But when the reverse happens, they have a major problem with it. Say you're in good health and great shape, as I said, that you're fifth, that you're in your, you're older, and you want to identify as a 50-year-old. Then is that okay? Just ask a question. So as an employer, would you have to keep this person employed and tell them, they can't retire? If you're working a union job, I have my 30 years in. No, I can't retire. I don't have 30 years in because I'm only 20 years old. You can't tell me I have to retire. If you tried to do otherwise, you'd be discriminating against them. So if we're not bound by facts, by biological truths, by age, could a 40-year-old identify as a 20-year-old? I mean, there's no harm in that, right? Could a 25-year-old identify as a 15-year-old? After all, we're all part of this woke society, aren't we? I mean, you could drive by schools with signs up that say they're all-inclusive, and they're proud of it. So what if a 20-year-old insists to one of these all-inclusive schools that they need to let him attend because he identifies as a 15-year-old? Could they? Would they even stop him? how would you feel about it? These parents that actually support these beliefs and actually support the whole woke society thing. What would you say? Got to have an open mind, because after all, if it's good for your student, for your child, then there really should be no reason why you should bitch about someone who's 25 wanting to go back to high school because they identify as 15. But that case, you'd say there's a problem. You know why? Because you would say they're mentally ill. Well, then why is it someone doing that is mentally ill and can't take a grasp on reality, you know, of who they are and their age and their place in society? Why can you say that about the 25-year-old trying to do that? But you can't apply that to the 8-year-old who says, I'm a girl now. Think about that one. How perverted and twisted and one-sided everything is. If it's good for one, then it should be good for another. After all, how different is it that a biological male child is identifying as a female child or vice versa? If truth and scientific facts don't determine our beliefs and thinking, where does it end? You know where it's going to... You know where it's going to end? Where I'm going with this? You probably don't. Can a 20-year-old have sex with a 15-year-old because the 20-year-old identifies as a 15-year-old? Thereby, he's not doing anything wrong and cannot be arrested. You'd be outraged. You would be outraged. Now, how many of you feel that if a 15-year-old identifies as a 20-year-old and attempts to have sex with a 20-year-old and lies about their age? Because it happens. There are kids out there that look older that I lie about their age all the time. And the best part is the kid gets the slap on the wrist about lying and pretending who they are because they're a minor. They don't know any better. And the adult should have known that that 15-year-old that looks like a 20-year-old was really a 15-year-old. And he gets arrested and has charges pressed against him when he honestly had no idea it was a 15-year-old. Maybe the kid even had ID saying that they were older. But the kid isn't responsible because they're a child and they don't know any better. Well, then it should apply here as well. They don't know any better. Why are some states giving them the right to make these decisions on their own and forcing parents and society to support these decisions? Why is that? You just said in one case, they don't know any better. They're not old enough or educated enough to know any better. It's not their fault they pretended to be something. Okay, it's not their fault. They don't know enough. They don't know any better. Well, they sure as hell don't know any better about the consequences of saying that I'm a boy and I want to be a girl and I want to be turned into a girl, you know, and you follow along with that? Do they really know the consequences of what they are deciding? You know, you could say that, oh, this could never happen. How many times have we been proven wrong that society, in the hive-like mentality, constantly pushes the boundaries beyond what is rationally acceptable? And why? Because people are not willing to stand up for truth. They're not willing to acknowledge science. If you have a penis, you are male. If you have a vagina, you're female. That's scientific fact. That's biological fact. If you're born a human being, you are not a cat. If you have celebrated 40 years, then you're 40 years old. You're not 20. If you're a young child, you have no right to tell us what you want, that you want to be a different gender or you want to be an animal. If you want to make that decision when you're 21, when you're 18 or whatever, fine. Make it then. Get a little life under your belt. Just because a society, entertainers, the media, performers, actors, actresses, singers, tell us that we must believe that what we're told to believe is the truth. That they tell us that, you know, this is what you must believe. That we must not think for ourselves. We must speak a certain way. We must not use certain words. We must not raise our voices in protest. We must not question. We must listen and obey. Do you do that? Or do you think for yourself? Do you speak up? Do you speak truth? Or do you follow the mindless sheep and the hive's way of thinking and stand by in horror as another year passes by and watch as the inmates in the insane system, the insane asylum that we have called the United States, gain more power and more control? This is a crazy world we're living in now. And there are a lot of us out there that feel helpless. I mean, does anybody believe that it's going to change by itself? That all of a sudden, magical everything, you know, magically, everything's going to go back to being normal? The reality is that we're living in a world where truth, facts, and logic are denounced as backward thinking, especially by a lot of people that are Democrats. Can anybody say, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, that those who are elected to office are really going to fix anything? It's depressing. For those of us who haven't swallowed the Kool-Aid, we are left with really very few options. The main one is that you can't be afraid to speak out. If you're afraid to speak the truth, and yes, there are truths, then what do we have left? The other thing we can do, and we should always be doing, is pray. As our country goes further down this insane path it has chosen, takes us further away from the truth, takes us further away from logic, even takes us further away from God if you believe in God. What we're seeing is not progress, it's digression. Speak of the truth. Pray for truth. Pray for sanity. I know the word I'm about to use is considered foul. It's considered heartless, and quite frankly, it's considered backward thinking. But stand for morality. We no longer a society that believes there's any true morality, like anything goes anymore. We pretend that the things that are not true are true. Speak up. You can be the beacon of truth. And if you're uncertain and fearful to do so, pray for the strength to do it. Can you imagine if, as America, this was our New Year's resolution? To really try to be a better people, to live by example, to stand against the hive and the mindless sheep. To actually do something that makes a difference. A lot to think about. But I'll leave you with this. In regards to all this, especially with the whole cat thing. The whole furry thing. Imagine a boy telling his parents that he thinks he's a cat. He's sitting at the dinner table. Hey, Dad, I think I'm a cat. No, you're a boy. No, Dad, some of my friends at school say they're cats now. They call themselves furries. And it's great, and I want it too. And it's my right. The school said it's my right, and you can't do anything about it. Okay. So where's my supper? Oh, your supper, son. Well, your supper is, we're going to have it over there in the cat bowl in the corner. So get away from the goddamn table, you're a cat. What? Dad hits him over the head with a broom. Get off the table, furball. He sends his son to the corner, bewildered. He goes, looks at his wife and says, hey, did we get that cat neutered? And wife says, oh, I'll make an appointment with the vet. The son's like, what? Yeah, your mother and I have decided we don't want a house cat. And we just thought about it. So you know what? I think you should go out to the garage and just stay out there. You can help hunt mice. What? So go, you stupid cat. And then all of a sudden the boy will turn around and say, no, you know what? I think I'm a boy. Yeah, okay, good dumbass. Now go sit down and eat your supper. Seriously. What's your opinion on this? How do you feel about this? Maybe you're a furry. Maybe you identify as a furry. You know what happens if you're a male and identify as female and a furry? Anyhow, I want to hear your opinion on it. Make sure you send me an email to frankthelunatic@gmail.com. Reach out to me on our listener feedback line. Now be nice. 570-503-6585. Or if you listen to me on Anchor FM or Spotify, I believe there's still a little icon there that you can actually click, and you can leave me a voice message. Cupcake twins are at the go. There you go. They put furry ears on up there in the control room. I, my friends, I am Frank the Lunatic, and as always, I have approved this message. And for now, my friends, that is all I have to say about that.
Birthday card! Birthday card! Birthday card! Birthday card! Birthday card! I get birthday card! Birthday! I get big! Eva! Do you like birthdays? I like birthday cakes! Do you? The end!
Birthday!